All right, they put that hot tire on that there rim. And that dry dust and what around that thing, and what wood that tire had ground up in there, you'd see it catch a fire all over. All right, they'd get hit on there and get it to the place, and they'd put one bolt, slip one bolt in there where it would, all the bolts would fit. And then they threw that in the water, they'd chill that thing down right quick where it would stay right where it was at. And you talk about a tight on you could go on in. That bad tire was just as tight as it was when it was brand new. But then that's, and if you had wore one of your spokes, the tip of it, or what went in your rim, you had to put a new spoke in there. Well, you could, it got to where you could buy the spokes and the blacksmith. Now this was a blacksmith done that. Now we had one blacksmith here in our neighborhood. There was one in Donaldsonville, there was one in Tarleton. But the blacksmiths and welding shops and all this here other machinery come in, it got to be in welding shops and not blacksmith shops. But they had their tongs. They could make their own tongs, don't you see, to hold that hot stuff with. But that's how they sharpened them plows. He sharpened plows. And this old man was over here hanging away down here. Was give up to be the best welder. Never been to a school in his life. But he knew exactly, and all of his children, they didn't, none of them talk plain. He could, but his wife didn't talk plain, and none of his children didn't. Raised up a bunch of girls there, and them girls, you know, they could work in that shop.
In a blacksmith shop?
Yeah, sure could. They could, I'll tell you what they could do. I had them chairs here that they bought them. They could put a bottom in a chair. Cowhide didn't know how to put it and everything. And he had one, his oldest daughter there, said, get out of the way, get out of the way now. I said, I'm getting up welding heat. And he could take two pieces of iron or steel out there. He knew just, and you better know, because didn't, it wasn't going to hold. And he could put them two pieces of steel together, and you couldn't even tell what.
That's good. That's quite a skill, because I know a lot of things I've seen welded, even recently with the improved equipment they got.
Well, these girls, one of them was older than I was, hadn't ever been to school. I don't reckon the day in the life. And she could do something other than, I bet you they could do steel right now. It ain't a man in the state of Georgia. Now they can weld and do all that. But now when you go getting up welding heat and not have nothing to weld it, you see, they use stuff to weld it together with. Now, you as you know that yourself. You got your, what you call it, that torch and everything. And you
acetylene torch.
Acetylene torch and all of that. Well, some, whenever he's going, if he's going to put his, now it'd be doubtful that that could be welded. But he had some girls there. You could cut that right half in two. And they knew the heat and all of that to put on that. But it was just exactly like you go in school and learn your ABCs. They didn't have to know that. They didn't have to know ABCs. Because that's all they know. Building pretty a church. You had a lot of things they could build.
Was that the blacksmith shop was somewhere right around here?
Yeah. In other words, it's just about due south from our chair, and we're facing south.
What did it look like on the inside? What
the blacksmith shop? Oh, nothing. Just nothing you ever seen. There's tongs of all kinds, anvil. That's all he needed. Vise,